anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs. Bluebirds and glambirds. Birds of a feather and cats into leather. Pimps, porn stars, professors, playboys, and friends. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. With a capital X. We may or may not be children of God. Jesus. Allah. Buddha. Or Brahma Rama Dhamma. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
Hey
women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Birdcage in the soul of downtown L.A., otherwise known as the Speakeasy. And this is Radio Susie One, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, in your hard drive. And yes, it seems that the British are coming and coming and coming all over the world. They're coming at us with their royal weddings. And now a flock of bluebirds is coming, I believe, to the Speakeasy, our little bird cage here in the soul of downtown LA. And they have flown across the pond. So we have our own British invasion going on tonight.
And across Libya.
And across Libya. Oh, you mentioned Libya. I feel bad because Gaddafi's son and three grandchildren were assassinated today, yes. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of Gaddafi like some people, but still.
I mean,
it's a tragedy.
You know, fuck foreign sovereign nations.
An atrocity.
What do we need sovereign nations for?
Yeah, exactly. What do we need sovereign nations for? After all, the British have taught us about empire. We have learned at their knee. And they have put us over their knees and spanked us royally, especially this weekend if you're listening to me live and you've been just overwhelmed by hats. I love hats, actually, but oh my God.
That was a masterpiece.
Princess Beatrice.
That was a masterpiece.
Princess Beatrice took the door knocker off of Buckingham Palace and stuck it on her head and went to the wedding. Yeah. I mean, she's got a lot of nerve. I give her points for that. But anyway, back to our own British invasion. We are very excited to have Bluebird Films director and founder, benefactor, star,
and I clean the toilets as
chief
well.
Laboratory attendant. I was getting to that. Yes, the toilet cleaning is something you particularly take pride in.
A lot of pride.
That's got something to do with Proud to be British, which was trending on Twitter.
Well, it's mainly about spending more time in toilets with girls, but okay.
Toilets with girls. Now, you're not talking about the toilette that the French say to refer to, you know, perfume or something.
Well, they can do whatever
the
they like in there. You know,
loo.
I'm very liberal about
loo,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the loo. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, but like a really decked out loo with vibrators and lots of jacuzzi jets.
Sounds like you've been there, actually. we've got lots of different facilities.
Yes, you
including
do.
Including for the disabled.
You really?
Which is very useful for Gemma.
Okay.
Not that she's disabled, but it's just, you know, after 23 gallons of vodka, she needs a bit of help.
Right,
to see,
we're all disabled, you know, like so, that, yeah. So speaking of Gemma, who is a glam bird, and the other bluebirds, they're on their way, right? They're flying in.
They're on their way. Actually, at the moment, they're slightly delayed. I was just checking my... I don't have a watch, but I was just doing that because it's what you do. And
yeah, right.
They've just been sorting out some gang problems further downtown.
Gang problems?
Yeah, because Gemma went down there for a colour consultation.
Ah, so they gang...
Well, she said, you know, what colour should I wear to come on the show?
Birds,
And they said, red. You know, she said, oh, I like red. And then she went another block down and said, what colour should I wear to go on the show? They said, blue. She said, I like blue. So she's,
right.
You know, she's really easy. So she'll
like
be
blue.
A rainbow when she gets here.
Good. It's blue. That's the colour.
Well,
right?
Blue's good. I can see that.
Come on.
Yes.
Right. Royal blue.
It's a good thing we're not called Greenbird, isn't it? Otherwise it'd be
embarrassing. Well, then be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So why blue? Is it the blue bird of happiness? Is it like a blue film? Because that's the old-fashioned term
for sex film. See, when you and me were both alive in the old days.
Yes, when we were alive.
When it was all in black and white.
My last show was Girls and Corpses, but maybe this show is too.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my best. Yeah. Oh, dear. Back in Britain, you see, which is kind of where the term originates, you're right, blue is blue movies, blue films, all that. So that's the meaning of blue. And birds is what you guys call chicks. You
right.
Know, you know. So over here it would be our blue chicks. Or
blue chicks.
Probably, which sounds like
that
a banking system.
No, right.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, an online
sounds
money
like
transfer.
Sounds like a cereal that's gone bad. Yeah. Okay. Well, Blue Birds is very sexy and nice, and I'm really looking forward to meeting them. I mean, to being, like, overwhelmed, I think, of the old Alfred Hitchcock movie where they swarm in, and I'm hoping it will be so overwhelming.
Down
like
the chimney.
Yeah.
Have you got a chimney? Because they're quite good at that.
They could fly in through the window up there. We're on the roof. Yeah. You know, we're in the penthouse.
Now, you have got a subtitle machine in the studio, haven't you? Because I noticed when I was here last time, and there's one of these wonderful British detective series which is set in our north, which is the equivalent of your south. And the accents are quite thick. And I was very tired to put it on. It's called Life on Mars.
So they kept slaves in the 1850s?
And they got subtitles. And I'm watching this and I'm going, am I in Germany? Why has this TV series got subtitles? And I realised that you guys were completely stuck on the regional British accents. You know, you're just gone. So when Gemma gets here, because Gemma's from Birmingham, which is not Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
It's our Birmingham.
But it's similar.
It's kind of similar in many ways.
Okay.
And only no cowboys and cattle. And you don't have to marry your own sister.
Oh, well, so, your bluebirds speak the language of love.
They do.
So.
Yes.
I want to introduce a black bird. Well, she's wearing a lovely black ensemble here.
Can I wolf whistle?
Well, this is dark blue. of some sort.
Oh, it is dark blue. Okay.
It's navy.
A dark blue bird. Uh-huh. The lovely photographer and erotic artist, Alejandra Guerrero.
Hi.
Hi. Well, welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
Alejandra is one of my fellow judges, or was. I mean, we judged the L.A. Here we go.
It's L.A. Kind of Fetish Film Festival.
Fetish Film Festival. Fa-fa-fa-fa.
I can even say it with my accent.
Yeah. Right. Very nice accent. Very sexy. Very international show tonight. Where's your accent from?
I'm a Colombian.
Colombian. Have I got a drink for you? Yeah, made in Colombia. It's not illegal, though. Agua.
Aguardiente?
No, it's actually not from Colombia. Oops, sorry. I don't know if I just did a faux pas. It's from Bolivia. Agua de Bolivia. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
But,
is that okay?
But made in Holland.
Made in Holland.
Yes.
You know, we're so international. But we met Alejandra and I at the L.A. Fetish Film Festival because we're judges.
We were both
and
judging the event.
We had a good time together. And
yes,
I invited
we did.
You on my show. And you shoot beautiful photos.
Thank
and,
you.
And you are an interesting young lady. And tell us about your philosophy of art and sex.
Well, I would say that I am into, I guess, fetishism, and I like to view the women that I portray in my photos as being somewhat, you know, dominant and empowered by sexuality, and definitely on the other side of misogynistically speaking, more like, you know, beautiful and sexy, you know.
Beautiful and sexy, and you call yourself a pimp?
It's a joke.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, the word pimp is used in so many ways these days. I don't think it just means someone who proffers prostitutes for money. I mean, I think, you know, all PR people are
the
really
fun
pimps.
Word of pimping, you know, like having a good time and, you know.
Well, and helping others to have a good time. I
exactly.
think that's the idea. It's not just having a good time yourself. Then you're just a hedonist. But pimping, you know, you're working. You're working it.
Yes.
And you're also, though, a camera whore, I noticed.
I'm a camera whore. I always have the camera with me, and I like taking photos of everything. And sometimes people flash for me, and that's always kind of fun.
Do you have your camera here tonight?
Of course.
Uh-huh. Sometimes people flash for you. Mm. Well, hopefully our bluebirds will be here soon to flutter.
I met Gemma a long time ago.
Really?
I met her the first time she came to the U.S. to model for Mac and Bumble, and I was assisting that shoot. And so Gemma's going to be surprised when she sees me tonight.
Were you the one that pulled her lime green knickers off?
No.
Because I just want to shake the hand of whoever did it, that's all.
And could you understand her accent?
Yes. Actually, I used to joke with my friend photographer from that shoot that Gemma could get away with anything because she had that lovely voice and, you know, obviously the body is like, can I get this for free? Yes.
Oh. So, you, sir.
Me, sir, yes.
You. You've gotten into this business fairly recently.
It's not a business, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle for you. Okay.
Yes,
for some, it's a business.
It's a calling.
For some, it's an addiction. For some, it's a hobby.
See, I don't.
For you, it's a lifestyle.
I don't believe in sex addiction.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Why?
See, you can be addicted to something outside yourself, which is a mind-altering chemical, but, you know, how can you be addicted to sex? It's like being addicted to breathing.
Well, I guess when I get technical, I say the same thing. But so many people like to say that they're addicted to sex. It's almost a fetish to be a sex addict.
Yes.
And nowadays the word fetish is used in more ways than Kraft Ebbing had first intended. So I suppose the word addiction is also kind of opening up and spreading its wings. There goes that bird theme. So anyway, but you are
my calling.
A lifestyle. This is
yes.
your calling. And you didn't start out in porn. You started in
Well, it's the long and twisted roads to perversion. Mm-hmm. I started out in law and then latterly banking. And after that, I wanted to get into a business that was clean.
Very clean. And here are the squeaky clean bluebirds of paradise.
The bluebirds have flown in.
The bluebirds of happiness.
Get some headphones on.
Yes. Put your headphones on and
say hello to Alejandro.
Yes, Alejandra's here.
Yes, she saw you in your lime green knickers at Mac and Bumble.
This is
yes,
Gemma.
I was telling
Gemma
everybody
Massey.
That I met you a while back.
And talk into the microphone, Gemma. Just go right into the microphone.
Yeah, you can adjust that. Yeah,
there you go.
That's it. Okay.
Gemma, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you could fly in. And you did look like you flew in with your blonde hair fluttering like, you know, little feathers.
They actually had to climb the stairs because the elevator went down.
Now, we've been talking about your lime green knickers.
Lime green knickers?
You know.
I love the way she says that. And just so you Americans know, knickers or knickers are panties, right?
Yeah.
Lime green panties. Are you wearing them tonight?
I've got black ones on tonight.
Oh, you've got black ones.
That's unusual.
Well, could I say?
At least I've got some on.
Well, you don't usually bother, do you? Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, very nice, very nice. Black ones, black sheer panties. Yeah. I'm sure Panty Boy will want to know about that. Mm. Well,
I'm Commando, if that's of interest.
You're Commando.
Yeah.
You always are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Does that mean you're wearing Commando panties?
Well, it's an American thing. It means you know, I never leave a colleague on the beach. It's
all
Marines thing, you know. Salute. So, yeah.
You're in charge.
Show them. That Gemma's got something for you. Yes.
Okay.
A piece
that's
of body
a little,
art.
That's a tattoo on a finger.
Yes.
I couldn't see what it said. It was
it's
too.
It's my mustache.
Yes.
Oh.
It works for everybody.
Nice.
Well, give me a go.
So if you want to have a mustache,
it's mobile.
Spanish.
Exactly. It's a very sharing thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whenever
very
the
good.
Vicar comes round, he's really impressed.
All right. Do you remember Alejandra?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Very good. All right.
I heard her talking about me. I was like, who's that talking about me?
Get a little closer to your microphone,
oh
Susan. A little closer to her microphone.
Get a little closer to your microphone like you're giving it head.
It's quite difficult because the microphone's quite close to the bench and Gemma's boobs are quite close to the bench.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of the irresistible force.
Well, you could just put your boobs right over the bench. Right
there you go.
That's good. That's good.
You do that when you're having school dinners, don't you? You always do that. You always rest your boobs on the table.
I have to. They're a bit heavy.
Yeah, Queen Victoria used to say, you know, things about that. But
Queen Victoria?
Yeah, well, you know what it's like. We still live in the 19th century in Britain, you know, sexually speaking.
I noticed that at the royal wedding.
Yes.
I definitely did.
Yes.
It does seem
Me and Gemma were going to be stand-ins, you know. If there was any problems, if Kate and William had a little tiff and they couldn't go on, we were ready, weren't we, darling?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I want you to do the royal wedding triple X.
Well, we kind of.
I mean, it's
that,
an idea.
We?
Right?
Well, we are married, you know that.
Yeah, we are married.
Yes.
Oh, you're you two are married.
We are married. We got married by Elvis.
Really, very nice.
Yes.
When did you do that?
In Vegas, in January.
This
year, round of applause, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, they got married. Yeah.
Do you have a ring?
No, I don't bother wearing a ring.
Oh, rather like. William, he doesn't
wear
exactly.
A ring either. It's a very British thing.
It's a,
you know.
It's a royal thing.
Well, it wasn't really worth it because we only got married for 6 months.
Oh, you're divorced already?
No. It's just that we said to Elvis that he said, "So you two guys are together for life now." And said, "Just a minute, you know, the for life part.
Mm.
Can we just like start with 6 months and see how we get on?"
I might want to trade him in after 6 months.
Well, exactly. You see, and I mean, the alimony's not as good, you know, but you do get to keep the car. And
is this another one of your wives, or a glam bird, or a bluebird?
It's more a mistress, but that's a secret nobody knows.
Glam bird, bluebird.
I'm a bluebird.
Yes.
You are a bluebird. Of course.
I started
talking hardcore. To the microphone.
I started hardcore from the beginning.
And this is the infamous or the famous and the beautiful Dylan Ryder.
Yes.
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show, Dylan.
My cheeks got really hot right now.
Yeah, good. That's a sign of excitement. Well, I'm glad to have you here. You've been treating like a
A little bluebird.
Yeah. I've been laying on my couch all day. Haven't felt very well. I'm in recovery from what Paul did to me on Thursday.
What did Paul
that
do
That wasn't
to
me,
you?
It was the whip, be fair.
I got whipped and my knees all bruised up.
Whipped or flogged?
Whipped. I whipped myself.
Ah.
And I hurt my knee.
Really? Is this part of your Catwoman role?
No, this is part of our mistress agreement.
Yeah.
This is a movie or this is your private life?
This is our private life.
I never really worked the difference out, so let's explain.
Well, do you film something like that?
Well, I actually, you know, you're asking about how all the bluebird stuff kind of started. And I said it's a calling. Well, in a way, because it's kind of an extension of my private life, really.
Yes.
I mean, you know, this
well, that's very realistic.
So like me and the little blonde cutie here, for example, you know, we can't be faithfully started off. And our first orgy scene was in my swimming pool.
It was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And you just decided to film it.
And
with my husband and my friend.
Yes. Sometimes we switch a camera on.
Your husband. Is he still your husband? This is a different husband.
I've divorced that one.
Ah, okay. All right. And so you were a lawyer, and then you were a Playboy lawyer, I imagine.
Well, I was a Playboy lawyer, and also we were doing music videos, you know, not unlike this.
Ah.
That's how we started. So we had a camera, and we had a studio, and we had sets, and we had gorgeous girls dancing.
Yes.
And then someone had the idea of, turn the music off, dude! So we did that, and the rest is
right.
Porn history.
And then you could hear the moaning.
And then, yeah.
Yes, very nice. And you've won quite a few awards.
Yes.
AVN Awards.
Yes, all from the Blind People's Association.
I suppose.
The blind and deaf listeners have voted us top act, haven't they, again and again?
Yep.
Yeah. And the Children's
that
Writers
British
Club of Great Britain.
British self-deprecation. I'll spank myself before you spank me. Yeah.
That's how
well,
we got an empire.
They're awards for what? They're awards for the whole production.
So what do we get? Dylan, help us out here, because you know my memory is as bad as a disabled dwarf.
Right. So help out with what awards that Bluebird's won?
Yes, yes.
Well, we won Best Drama Parody for Batman.
That's right.
Did you say Best Drama Parody? No, Best, right?
Best Drama Parody, Special Effects, Best Makeup.
That's right, yes.
Best Cinematography.
Wow.
There's like a laundry list.
Best
for
list
that
of
movie.
Awards.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also won for Best Foreign Feature.
That's right. I can't remember which one it was.
Foreign, right?
Alice,
you're
that's
foreign.
Right. For Alice, yeah. Best director for Alice. Yes, because we did our own little Alice, which was quite nice. Yes.
Well, good
Alice,
for
Alice
you.
Alice in Wonderland.
You really...
I played the rabbit.
You did?
Yes.
And
which suited my sex drive and my vocabulary.
It's a good animal for you.
I've not seen this one. I'm going to have to watch it.
You like these animal symbols, birds, rabbits, cats,
yes.
Because we are all animals, aren't we?
We are. Well, I'm not. I'm from a test tube, actually, but, you know.
I see.
I'm an orphan.
But still, it's the union of sex, you know.
Yes.
Egg and sperm somehow
union of
have
sex.
To get together.
So what if it goes on strike?
Well, I don't think you could be produced asexually. You weren't cloned.
Well, I don't. See, I'm a test tube baby, seriously.
Well, but even so, the test tube had to have a sperm and an egg go together.
I guess,
to be sex.
I haven't really looked into that, you know.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, I've kept the test tube as a souvenir.
Because if you were cloned, then you'd be illegal.
Right. I'd be like Dolly the sheep.
Mm. And you'd also expire rather quickly.
Yeah, Gemma's slightly cloned. Aren't you, darling?
I know that a lot of people wish that someone would clone you.
Yes. Well Gemma just expands.
Like
she just expands herself, don't you?
You do.
You know, every now and then. Yes.
Really? Those boobs kind of get bigger and bigger and bigger. I have some sex therapy clients that have this fantasy. And there's a whole cartoon sort of genre about expanding women that get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's not a fantasy. We've got Amy Azora, Canadian, lovely girl, shot for us a lot of times, and she eventually went to the extent of getting implants put in that you attach a bicycle pump to. When you want that extra
but
kick over the hill.
But I'm wondering if these do that.
No,
these just naturally enhanced, you know, cyborg implants.
That stay one size.
Yeah, right. Which is good for baby.
But
running.
A very nice size indeed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, no, Gemma's, no,
I'm
she's going bigger. You won't be able to hear the word next
bigger.
Time she comes.
Yeah. I see, so in a way you are the expanding woman.
What size are you now, Gemma?
I'm a 30F.
Whoa. And why do you want to go bigger?
Well, it's because... Oh, sorry, you.
Oh. Why do you want me to go bigger?
No, so I thought it was me.
Oh.
It's because, you know, since I've been
better.
In America...
Yeah,
you know,
bigger is better.
Bigger is better.
Yeah.
Right.
Because tell her your anal theory.
Oh, what I said today?
Yes.
I don't know if bigger is better when it comes to anal.
Oh, I think it is.
Oh, you do?
You can handle more.
Ah, a big, gaping anus is...
I think you can handle... More up your ass.
All right.
That's what I said today.
I see. Yeah, yes. Well, you know, there's a genre for that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's
all right.
Well, this is the right person to ask.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're asking. You're just telling me.
That that's what I think.
What you have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd like to...
I mean, it's a nice view to have.
No more.
You know.
Really? Yeah. I want to get more into views and stuff, but I did want to introduce you all kind of properly here, and then get the view going. That, you know... Dylan is a bluebird, and Dylan is Catwoman.
Yes,
don't cats like to eat birds?
Well, not this one. I like to eat other cats.
You really like to eat other cats, or pussies, I guess.
Right.
Uh-huh. Double pussy. Yeah.
And how about the dogs? Or do you only do one dog? Are you the only dog in the?
Well, sort of a hound.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like sort of, you know, the friendly old spaniel that you keep by the fireplace, and he kind of goes in his sleep, and you know he's dreaming of bones. You know, so that's kind
that's
of
you.
Me, really. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, I heard someone compare you...
To a summer's day? Shakespeare? You know, lived the experience? Anyone? No? Okay, sorry.
Arthur?
Of Camelot, definitely, because I've got my round table, and these are my knights.
Because I didn't put it in the press release. I kind of nixed that, because I wasn't sure, but it was some publicist-related person.
Did say,
yes, that you are kind of like an Arthur, and I mean, you don't seem like, you know, speaking of addiction, I mean, he was kind of an alcoholic.
You know, I've got a haircut. B, you know, I haven't done the MTV Awards, made myself the most hated British person in America.
And he didn't do anything.
No, well, it's quite... The thing is with Russell Brand, it's a very tricky position that he's in because he's hated in America and unknown in Britain, you know, which is weird.
I think he's kind of hot
In a weird way, yes. Well, you know what? You know Tasha?
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he used to shag her friend, Stevie, when Natasha was living at the together.
Oh, I know her.
Is she coming, Natasha?
No, a different Natasha.
We've got
more than one in Britain.
Do you know which Natasha he's talking about?
No.
Because I have no idea.
But I'm a big fan of the original Arthur. The second one, I haven't seen it. I think that you should not touch a classic like that.
No, right.
What
they are
amazing
redoing.
About that original Arthur is Liza Minnelli and Dudley Moore, you know?
Oh, I love Dudley
and
Moore.
And the era, you know.
Dudley Moore is fabulous.
God, so much time for Dudley Moore. He's the only actor that's shorter than me.
Mm. I met him on the art walk. Right.
He's sexy, isn't he?
You know, yeah. He's
short
got his sexy.
Sexy
recently.
You know. And he likes tall girls. Well, used to.
Don't we all? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Max? Husband. Do we all like tall girls?
Do we all like... No, some guys like me like them short and bony.
Ooh.
Because I like the bone, the meat on the bone, and I like to feel the bone.
But it's true that a lot of guys like like tall girls. I mean,
what about women? I'm into tall guys.
Yeah, you're into tall guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just discovered that my body fits better with somebody who's taller than a short person. Mm. I don't know. I would always notice a tall, handsome man in a room rather than somebody who's like average.
I've got Cuban heels. Does that work?
Dylan, how tall are you?
I am 5'9".
5'9". Yeah. And Gemma, you're not... 5'8", I'd say? 5'7"?
5'2".
5'2"?
You're tiny.
Oh, she must be one of those midgets in stilts you were tweeting about.
That's me.
Aww, yes. So she's a little thing. Yes. See, well...
5'2", that's nice.
5'2"
yeah.
is very sweet,
well,
but 5'9" is
guys.
Statuesque. And that's why I was thinking that Dylan, so many birds and so little mind... Dylan should play, if you can do an English accent, Duchess of Cambridge, Kate. She looks very much like her.
That's a thought.
And
you know, yes.
And I could just see, you know, they they tweeted a bunch of these pictures of the royal kiss on the balcony, and then just turned it into a royal blowjob, and it's kind of a natural.
Well, I was thinking more Mrs. Simpson, actually.
A Simpson?
Mrs. Simpson. You know, you've all seen the King's Speech, haven't you? You've seen the bits with Mrs. Simpson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dylan's got that force. You see, Kate Middleton's a very kind of, hello.
Well, I think she's going to get pretty forceful.
I'd like to be a princess.
Yes.
Whereas Dylan's much more, come here, king. Come and get it.
I think the best part was
give me some kinging.
Susan was that commentator who said, well, they've gotten to know each other, and she's picked up his dirty underwear and socks.
Yes, they were talking about his dirty underwear. I thought that was kind of like you being the lab attendant. But, you know, the British like to get into these sort of gross things.
I mean, we're having a royal wedding.
Dirty underwear. Well, she's picking up his dirty underwear, so she knows him quite well.
Don't these poor people have a maid service or anything
well,
like
yes,
that?
Well, yes. Sorry, we'll explain. Jeremy,
please,
I will explain
that.
But now we should be drinking out of your... You have your little
and I hand
blue
it to
cups,
the servant.
Blue cups.
That's how it works. It's perfect.
Yes, here. This is your bluebird cup.
Oh, there
you go.
Don't try it.
Bluebird cup. And
yes, your bluebird cup.
Bluebird cup. Here.
Thank
these
you.
Are for you.
Beautiful. Look
these
at that.
These are for you.
Yes,
I signed them.
Wow.
And,
yes.
And they, they are for you. And it's a little champagne. Or I don't know what it is actually.
Oh, I like champagne.
I'm not sure if that's
a flamingo.
That's right.
From Alice.
It's a
yes, well, these are bluebirds. Yes. And these are also bluebirds for you. We got all bluebird out for you guys. You know, I think we're more bluebirded than you are. I mean, you look like Miss Motorcycle Mama. You're kind of a fashion designer, too, aren't you?
Actually, in design women's athletic apparel, not really fashion.
Well, then I've got to see you athletically walk up to the stripper pole.
Don't think that's happening. Do it.
My knee's
all swollen.
Okay, then just walk up to the stage.
If you get up there, we'll kiss it better.
Just walk up and sit here.
Yeah, you can just...
Right now?
Yeah, sure.
Right now.
Bring your glass.
Where's the other microphone? I have a microphone.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't want to be all alone up here. I'll get you others up here, but I thought I'd have you up here because you're the tallest first.
When it's your turn, I'll give you a hand over there.
Just throw me over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here she comes, Dylan.
You can get your glass there. And then.
Yes, here you are. And where's this microphone?
Yeah, it's coming.
Actually, I should get on this side of you because my microphone's on that side. So there you go. And you can
see my nice bruise.
Oh, let's see your nice bruise, really. Look at these great legs.
That's a fetish experience. People pay extra
now
for that.
Now, this is where you were. What did he do? This is not just from whipping.
It wasn't me. It was the Joker.
No,
come on,
yeah.
Be fair.
Joker was taking off in my milk truck. And that sounded weird, didn't it? That's
okay.
Sexual.
I was stealing Dylan's milk.
Took off in my milk truck, and I had to whip my whip and catapult myself onto the top of the milk truck.
Oh, my.
And as he was driving erratically, I had to hang on for dear life on top of this milk truck, and somehow I managed to bang up my knee.
I'm sorry, hon.
So he's hung like a milk truck?
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty
I gave good cream.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yummy. So,
we call it gold top.
Grits and your cream and crumpets.
Just think what Kate and William are doing right now.
Kate and William.
It is the honeymoon now.
Sleeping.
Yeah. Yes. Counting their milk bottle tops, you know.
Yeah.
What did you do on your honeymoon?
Or maybe smelling the Tempax.
You didn't have a honeymoon.
Tempax.
No. Have you had a honeymoon? Have you been married? Or
I was
been
one
girl?
Time, but yeah. I didn't really have much of a honeymoon. We went to Disneyland.
You did? Yay. Did you have sex on one of the rides?
No.
Aw. You're not that exhibitionistic or not in that way?
Not with this individual. Not with my ex-husband, at least.
Oh, not with him. But now you're or in the right circumstances?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? What's a nice girl like you doing in pornography?
I like it. I like being in front of the camera. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's when I get to kind of, you know, I get to be Dylan and I don't have to be me, you know, the everyday me.
Right.
I get to kind of have my alter ego, if you will, and I get to, you know, play out all these sexual fantasies and just have fun.
Yeah.
It's like theater.
What's one of your favorite sexual fantasies you've played out lately?
Catwoman. I mean, just to have to not worry about being me, and I get to be another character, and that costume never comes off, and it's sort of like, you know.
The costume never comes off?
It never comes off.
How do you have sex if the costume, is it open up here
two.
In the pussy?
Yeah, they made me two, so I have one that's always on, and nothing shows except for cleavage, and then the other one actually has a cutout. So that I don't ever have to remove it. And then my boobs.
And the boobs cut out as well.
And it has a zipper.
Kinky. Is it latex, rubber?
Latex, rubber, and spandex, and...
Wow. Do you have a fetish for that kind of thing? I mean, now you're wearing...
No, I get cold easy, so I tend to wear a
lot
of
jackets. But it's so warm right now.
It's warm in here, yeah.
It is. You know, you could take that jacket off.
Okay.
I'll hold your microphone.
Oh, off.
Very nice.
You can do some ballet on here.
Well, this is very sporty. Definitely. You look like you could be Sporty Spice or something. I mean, this...
All these...
Wasn't she at the wedding? Or that was a different... yeah, I know. Just
you're so 1990s, honey.
I think Dr. Susie's obsessed with the royal wedding.
Well, I watched it. I got sucked into it. I feel a little, actually...
you know, when I watched
said about it. I saw you tweeting about it.
A shoot yesterday, and I had this girl naked, and my location where I was shooting, the person was watching it and left us with that in the background. I was like, this sounds kind of proper.
Honestly, I didn't even know about it. I did not know about the whole love affair, anything. I kept that out of my mind until just before the wedding, and then it just, it was like a tsunami of media. It just hit me, and anyway. And you, well, your hair isn't quite like hers now. Very nicely sculpted, though.
Oh,
right. But I see in the pictures of you, you look a lot like...
Oh, that's with extensions.
Missy there, Duchess of Cambridge. So look at you. So you have a lock and key, a heart lock. Is that symbolic or just a design?
No, just for fun.
Just for fun. Yeah, okay, so Paul doesn't own you?
No, he does.
No, we don't believe in ownership.
He does.
No,
he does. She said
no.
You do.
We believe in free love and paying for your porn.
Paying for your porn. Is that paying or pain? As in
well, it hurts, doesn't it? $30 is going to kill you. What
do
people like? So, you know. I said about the translation machine, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's like being Yoda.
Is this one of your designs, your sporty designs?
No.
No, this is not athletic wear.
No.
Are you wearing an athletic bra?
I don't have a bra.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm all... No, I don't.
Well...
Me neither.
Really?
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
I don't believe in body support wear. Let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out, no, for sure.
The idea behind the athletic wear is because my little sisters are MMA fighters.
Right, and you support them?
Yeah, I do. I am actually an official sponsor along with Bluebird Films as a sponsor for them as well. And I just actually took on another guy. His name is Jeremiah Master, and he is a kickboxer. And so I just started sponsoring him as well. So he has a fight coming up.
And are you a fighter?
No.
No,
I'm a lover.
You're a lover, not a fighter, but you support all these fighters.
Yeah.
You're like Venus with Mars. You know, Venus is the goddess of love, and she is in this love affair with Mars, the god of war. It's very...
Like the book?
Greek-Roman. It's kind of a book, but not the Bible. It's
Bible. To be fair, Dylan is big into domestic violence, so, you know, that helps. It's like cage fighting in the kitchen.
NGSP one.
That's like consensual BDSM is what we say in PC country.
Yes.
Not my
PC world. No, the other one. Yes.
Right. Right. So now you don't wear a bra, which I'd like to get more
well,
into
not
in a
today.
Minute. But are you wearing panties?
Yes.
You are.
Yeah.
And did you see that we have a fan? His name is Pornstar Fan on Twitter. But I call him Panty Boy.
I'm gonna opt to send Panty Boy some panties from set.
So the set.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So the next
time
I have panties on, because in Catwoman I didn't wear any. So.
And I'm going to authenticate them for Panty Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
But
okay.
What kind of panties are you wearing tonight?
They're just black lace with some blue flowers.
Just?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just?
Yeah.
Blue flowers, so you did wear blue.
A little bit.
A little bit
on
of blue.
My crotch.
Something blue.
I'll show Paul later.
Yeah. You'll show Paul later. Well, does Jim he give you permission? Can I see them? Can I see them?
We're just going to have a quick discussion. The board's just going to have a quick discussion.
Okay, please have a discussion. The board of Bluebirds is discussing whether we can see panties. What do you think of that, Alejandra? This is.
I think she should just flash.
I don't understand.
You can only see Dylan's panties if you see one of her boobs at the same time.
All right. I will just take that deal.
Fair enough.
I will hold the microphone.
We'll take that deal.
Okay, we'll take that deal.
One boob and one pair of panties.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
One boob and what do I hear?
But before, you don't have a boob?
Before you take that step.
You don't have panties? You do. You can't show them.
Before you take that step, though, we have to have an audience and crew vote on
okay,
which
then show
boob.
The boob.
Yeah, but which boob? Left or right? Left or right?
Show all the boobs.
No, only one. We can only do one.
Only one at a time.
Oh, no!
She did it! Oh, no!
Okay, well, since you can't show your panties, you have to keep your boobs out.
Oh.
We won't even question why she can't show her panties. We will just fantasize.
Is it the left boob or the right boob?
And
which boob wins?
Which boob is your favorite?
No, I don't know. I'm asking.
Is this
the
a contest?
I like both.
Your favorite is your right.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Why is that?
I don't know. I just like the right one. Better.
Well, you know, I'm right-handed, so I like her ass.
It seems like the right nipple is getting harder faster. I would say you did touch it a little bit, so you shouldn't neglect Lefty. I mean,
do they have names?
Do they have names?
No.
I mean, like Rosie and Crucian. That was what.
Really?
Somebody called their boobs that was on my show. I mean, and actually one did Lefty and Righty and, you know.
I don't have names for my boobs. Do you name
April
your boobs?
April and May?
I don't either.
You don't name your boobs? Yeah.
Anybody name their boobs?
Paul, would you name their boobs, please?
Yeah, well, I call them Slobber and Slurp.
I thought you were going to come up with bird names. Slobber and Slurp for Dylan.
Yeah, because the right tends to be more of a slobber, you know. And the left is more, so you take more time, it's more of a slurp, you know. You know, so you can tell, I mean, you can listen to our movies blindfold, and you can tell what me and Dylan are doing. It's perfect, you know, because for our less abled audience, we're giving them signposts.
Signposts.
Yeah, an oral signpost. That's oral A-U-R.
Right.
Before you all get terribly excited.
I see. Foreshadowing.
Because it's not, I mean, porn just leaves out so many categories of potential listener and viewer, don't they?
They do.
You know, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really not fair.
Leaves
I mean,
out
we're
a lot
working on the first
you're
Braille
working
DVD.
On lots and lots of different
you're working on
niche
first
markets.
We're working on the first Braille DVD.
Braille DVD.
Yeah.
Porn for the blind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Now, the great thing is, I mean, with Dylan's figure, I mean, you just reach out, see, like that, and you're enjoying yourself.
I like that. No.
That is really... Yeah. You're not kidding, are you? Because I like that idea.
No, it's a great idea. Absolutely, it's an untapped market.
Porn for the blind.
Yeah. I mean,
totally.
Maybe they've been doing it for years, only we're doing it, you know, sensibly.
Uh-huh. So you're a philanthropist, in a way.
That's what
it works.
I'm a philanthropist. I believe in helping people.
And so you could have, like, nipples, like a board of nipples?
Well, Gemma can, you know.
All right, so let's... Gemma, perhaps you should come up here and join us, or you could just get up on the stripper pole.
You can get on the stripper pole.
No, you get on there.
Okay. If I can have a microphone.
Paul, you could get up on there.
I can get up on there.
Yeah.
Where's the microphone?
This is the microphone.
Can somebody move that big
maybe
microphone off
How about this microphone? Actually, this one that's on there could... He could take that.
Yeah, move it off. Thank you. And move the headset off of there. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Uh-oh, he's going to get up there. All right. So here's
Gemma. And you want to give him that microphone there? Give him that mic there.
Yeah, you can sit on this side of me. This is exciting.
Give him that. Okay, there you go. Yes, Mike.
Okay. Look at you. Look at these shoes. I didn't notice.
He always has
these
most
bird
shoes.
He's got swan
Those
shoes
are fun.
Right here. But I don't think his microphone's turned on, honey. Hang on. Don't say anything really, really important.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now you're off. Okay.
Go ahead. You're
rub it against your nipples. Okay, I think it's on now.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Ah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, eyes down for a full house. Let's have a clean contest.
Clean contest. All right.
Three souls or a submission. You've got wrestling over here. Because your sisters are like the wrestling girls, aren't they?
Well, yes. Mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts.
Not
now, you're a lover, not a fighter, but are you into competition?
Depends on what it is.
I think it's got something to do with
getting
boobs.
Up there. But,
I'm not sure. I just want to love everyone. So
what about the microphone?
I'm more interested in you naming them.
You can share the microphone. No, that one won't go up there. Yeah, you can share the microphone, but just be careful.
What are you trying to do?
Somebody help her up there.
He's trying to reorganize the whole show.
Somebody down help there on her. Own. That's not fair.
Be careful, Alejandro.
Okay,
there you go.
She can get right up there. Okay.
There you go.
You didn't want to get up there, huh? Why didn't you want to get up there?
I wanted to get up there instead.
Oh, you wanted him to get up there. Yes, with Alejandra. How do you like it up there, Alejandra?
I do reorganize the show.
I'm on a tight corset. I'm too, like... air.
Yes, great. You're getting a little lightheaded.
Is it hot in here?
It's hot
it is,
there,
yes.
Right,
it's because you're standing next to me.
It's getting hot in here.
That's what I see. Okay, right.
Okay.
We're in a tight two shot now.
Yeah.
Am I what?
We're in a tight two shot.
Tight two shot. That's like a tutu.
I'm not shy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a no, it's tight wonderful. Two. Yes.
Yeah, and
so, we're shooting
and so,
like
so there's a lot of shots of the two of you together.
There is, I know.
So that people might think you're an item. Are you jealous?
Okay, let's
get jealous.
You're single.
Okay, and you?
Well,
are you jealous?
You don't have to be single till the end of the night.
You're his mistress.
No,
I think Alejandra might become his mistress soon.
Wait a minute. Let's vote on legs.
Yeah.
Which legs do you like better?
Exactly.
Well, hang on.
More boys and girls.
Which legs do you like better here? Okay. Look
oh,
at
wow.
this.
Oh, my.
Okay, audience. Which legs do you like better?
Does he shave his legs? He does shave his legs. Wow. Or do you shave his legs?
No.
Do you shave his legs?
Excuse me, it's natural.
Legs once.
Wow, you get the girls to the birds to shave your legs.
Well, it's like Pretty Woman, you know. We're there in the bath, and you see the beautiful long
the
legs.
The bird bath.
And Gemma says, "I haven't cut you again, have I?"
Mm. All right, so Gemma, the original idea here was we were going to name Gemma's boobs. Here. Wait. Don't let it die.
I love it. On the heart.
Right on the heart?
Yes, if I'm going to die, I want to die like a man.
Here we go.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my gay lover, Ricardo.
Right.
I miss him a lot. Nick Steele, if you're at home, Nick Steele,
shaved
director
legs.
Of Bluebird
the
Films.
The plot thickens
now,
with the
now,
shaved
now
legs.
I've had an
okay.
experience.
So now we have all the boobs covered up. See? We're all paying attention to you. You can sit down.
On the
okay.
bed.
There's
yeah.
room.
Okay. There's room. There's room. There's room on the bed. Except we only have one microphone now, so you have to talk a lot.
Okay. Oh, I'm not very good at that.
He can bring that microphone down there.
Right. Well, you could bring it down here. Do you want to come here, too?
I like it up here.
You like it up there.
I feel
he
good.
He does. Yeah. You feel good. Da-na-na-na-na. Nice. All right. So.
Because this reminds me of my old job. Well,
What was your old job?
I used to be at the bar.
You worked at a bar?
No, at the bar. You know. Council attorney.
Yeah. Ah, right.
So,
whoops.
Yeah,
where did my voice go?
No,
wow.
No, it's disco.
Yeah,
hey.
Inferno. So,
Bahamas. No,
yes. So yes. You would be at the bar and you would speak before the jury.
I would. Shall I give you my address to the jury?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you a
the
defense
jury,
attorney?
You see before you four unfortunate ladies. One of them tall, elegant, and brunette. With one boob called Slobber and one called Slurp. She cannot have done the crime.
But
we can see
slurp
that in a moment.
Slurp and Slobber. Slurp and Slobber.
Slurp and Slobber, yes. Yes. Members of the jury, please pay attention. And then we have, at the far end, a sultry black widow. The sort of woman that you would want to eat in a dark alley at night.
Do you
and
usually describe
her,
the jury?
We have, come to mom.
Yes, well, I'm laying down character and alibi, okay, technical thing. And then we have a little glitter ball. Now, it couldn't have been Gemma. It could not have been Gemma that did the crime because she was doing duty as a traffic sign.
Yes.
Okay? There we go. And she was standing at the corner of 5th and Elmont, right? And there you go. Holding her arms out.
This is a lineup.
But who was it that squirted on the intersection?
I think I must be guilty.
Yes.
That's the question.
I was the one that shot the...
There could be a fifth man, you see. And then we have the beautiful lady in blue.
Alejandra.
See, a passion in blue, in royal blue with those boots. Now, can you really imagine a lady like this doing the crime of which the defendants are accused?
Mm.
I ask
the crime
you.
Of seduction.
Yes.
She'd be doing a crime of seduction.
The crime of seduction. You feel that seduction is a crime?
It depends how it's used.
It could be a crime.
Well, if you
I think it's like everybody's
someone,
biggest weakness.
Well, I guess you can seduce someone into committing a crime.
In Sweden, it could be a
Absolutely.
Crime. In Sweden, it
I'm
could
just
be a
trying
crime.
To seduce you into letting Gemma take her top off.
Well, that's very easy. Okay. Okay, all you do is everyone gets out $5 around the bar. And
is it like something on command?
Well, we want to name her boobs.
Who's got Jaeger bomb? Is there any Jaeger bombs in the bar? Are there any? I do this a lot. Are there any Jaeger bombs in the bar? Any vodka? Is there any vodka in the bar?
There's vodka. And
right.
There's Jaeger.
It only takes a pint of vodka, and both boobs come out and they stay out. You know, ask Dane Bowers.
You know, that reminds me.
Are we on live TV? Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Sure,
I have not sorry. Been a very good hostess.
Ask the Stig.
I have not been a very good hostess. I spoke about the agua, but I have not produced the agua. So. I will.
The agua ceremony.
The agua ceremony. Oops.
Look, she's getting twisted.
I am already twisted. But might get tripped.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay. So this is our favorite liqueur, agua coca leaf liqueur of Bolivia.
Oh, that's
all right. And yet, I don't believe I have any agua glasses. Where are my agua glasses? I have one. Where'd the agua glasses go?
We've got bluebird glasses.
Okay. Oh, you do. But the bluebird glasses are filled with champagne.
They're coming.
While you're doing that, Dylan, if you could lose your virginity again for the first time, where would you want to do it?
Well, the first time was in the back seat of a Cadillac. So anywhere but there.
Anywhere but there. Gemma.
It was uncomfortable.
If you could lose your virginity again for the first time, where would you want to do it?
What is this, sort of a standard radio question that you like to ask everyone?
I'm not quite sure.
Really?
You're
running a rodeo there.
Well,
very
thank
much
you.
So. Yes,
I just need
absolutely,
a cowgirl. Or a cowboy.
Who's going to try first?
Yes.
Who's going to try first? You would like to have a little? So now, before you have a drink,
have a go.
No, don't have a go yet, because there's a tradition to drinking it, which is that you put salt on a body part.
Lime salt. Lime salt.
I know it looks like a vial of cocaine.
Okay,
I know.
It's time for me
but
to go home.
It is
but it's not.
It is not. It is, you know, from the great country of Bolivia, but. By way of Holland, but it is not illegal. It is salt, so you have to lick it off of a body part, right? So you know the tradition at the and then you drink that, then you take your shot. Mm-hmm, it's delicious.
Okay, you have to have a microphone over there, Susie.
Right. Okay. Microphone over here.
Okay.
And so.
No, well, she can't hold the microphone
no,
and do all that.
No, she can't hold the microphone, but I have to hold the microphone. But I have the salt, so
now
you can
hold. Just look
the
at
salt.
Alejandra.
Try slurping.
And perhaps you could provide those beautiful boobs as a place to put the salt,
yeah,
and then you could lick it off.
Yes.
What am I doing?
Yeah, yeah. Just put it on you. Yes. There you go.
Okay. There you go. Now.
There you go.
All right, cameras, attention.
Here we go.
There you go. That's
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah.
It does, but it isn't. It does look like that. And you lick it, and you give it a little lick. And then you take a sip of that. Or you could drink the whole shot if you're brave.
I've been on champagne all day.
Okay.
That's all right. It
no, well, then just take
you.
A sip. It's very light.
We have seat belts.
You're scared?
Ready?
Okay.
No, go ahead. Lick it. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ew, woo!
Yes.
Like sherbet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice
that's
dish.
Very nice.
Sort of like lime sherbet. Like those Knickers of yours. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like Jägerbombs.
Yes.
All right.
You actually licked instead of sniffed, which is a big improvement.
You licked instead of slaying. You licked slurper. There you go. Would you like some? Would you like to try some?
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink? Oh, okay. Would you like to try some?
Thank you, though.
That sounds like something that Michael
bad on me. I was drinking earlier, too.
Yeah.
And you were drinking earlier, so you're already drunk?
No. I'm totally sober, but yeah, I'm scared of the hangover that is coming, you know, at some point in the night and attacking.
Drink
and
a lot of water.
And that's something that seems kind of tricky.
Sure, it's for you now.
Yes, well, I'm being a candle in the wind, look, you know, for the royal couple.
I
Elton
see.
John. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Give peace a chance.
Well, very good. Can you do a dance up there?
Well, what sort of dance? Because
well,
could
anything really.
I mean, I can break dance.
How about if I could get your top off, since it's rather difficult?
Well, you
here.
Can. You
okay,
can.
Let's
you,
try.
You've got to light up though.
He's okay. Got the fancy top.
Let's see this.
I need the lights and the prayers. actually, so that, look, they've got lighters.
I'll be the paparazzi.
You can have Susan's squirt salons. So if you can hold that up. There we go. That's wonderful. Okay. Now, again, though, we do need to repeat the process. Right boob or left boob?
Where's the lighter?
Here. I know that's your favorite.
Nice candles.
That's beautiful. Okay, we've got a wave, though. We've got a wave candles, right?
Now, do
we get a bit of encouragement here from the floor?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
like being a lap dancer. It's like being a lap dancer in a funeral home. Okay. So, where's my camera? Because I want to make sure that the audience at home don't see this. Right, okay. So I'm going to slink over the shoulder. All right. Yes. Okay, can I have a bit more rhythm? Can I have a bit more? I thought this is like LA. You know, where's the rhythm? No wonder Michael Jackson's dead. Right, okay. So this is his jacket, by the way. I had it expanded a bit. I left the monkey. Right, are you ready? Now, this could be the right or it could be the left. Well, not all of it. No, I mean, because, you know... There might be people with taste watching. Right, okay.
Well, don't so, you... don't you act in your porn movies?
Well, I wouldn't call it acting.
Or,
I mean,
that's
call it
aren't
fucking.
You in your porn movies?
I mean,
movies?
Don't you guys have,
I mean,
like,
acting, you know,
shows?
Aren't you just in your porn movies?
I'm mainly in Gemma and Dylan, but, you know, there's a camera going... Oh, we're talking about acting. We were acting.
Maybe you
today,
should get down
we?
And come over here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you come in
they
with
they
them.
They want the flash,
yeah.
though, don't they?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Come on,
look at
come
that.
On.
That's
you come down
no,
here with
get
them.
Get that glass out of the way. Susan.
Right.
Gonna,
oh, the glass
yeah,
out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
what
step down here.
To you.
Step down here.
All right, okay.
So, children, be careful.
Yes.
Don't try that at home. We're professionals.
All right, so you come down. Come here. Here's the
right,
step
right,
right here.
On the step.
On
right
the step. Here's the step. Here's the step.
Whoa!
Okay, very good. Very
so
good.
So are you wearing the white shoes?
That's Steve Austin. I've got a funny eye as well. Right, now, where am I going?
I think you're going in the midst of them.
In the midst.
Get in the midst.
You come this way.
You go at that way. That's right.
See how I did this?
You get in the midst. And you... Do your
yes.
magic.
Yes. Ejaculation.
Squirt.
The secrets of female ejaculation. Yes. You, well, you're
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I did it three times the other day on Thursday.
You
no,
did. You're
I
a female
she got
ejaculator.
Her paycheck.
You're a champ. Right, right. So am I to understand that you don't want
to
take off your clothes unless you're paid? Is that it? Is that it? You don't want to, like, show us your beautiful, like, boobs unless you're paid? Or you did. But would you like to, or you would have to be paid? Or
well, a bit of encouragement from the floor.
Encouragement
you know.
From the floor!
Yeah!
Gemma! Come on! Let's see Gemma!
Now we're talking!
Yahoo! Oh my God! Oh no! Yes.
Would you like some bra
assistance?
Now we're talking.
Now doesn't go? Does it go up? Maybe it goes up.
Now we're talking.
How does this thing come off? It comes. As you were.
As you were. There
this
it is.
Why I need them bigger.
This is why you need them bigger, so you'll never be able to take the dress off. Very, very nice. There you go. You can keep the microphone very well like that.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a great. That I would
that's
like to.
That's a great microphone.
That's
holder.
A great microphone stand. You could sell those. Your microphone stands like
very,
that.
Very, very
yeah,
nice.
Quite handy.
Yeah.
Now I've got both hands free.
Now you know how to go on any radio show.
Yeah.
After all, any radio show, you know, would allow you to do this. Not any radio show has a stripper pole,
but
though.
You could also...
Nicholas, we have to do this because we've got these laws against, you know, mobile phones and everything.
Right.
And you can only use it if you're hands-free. So with Gemma, she's motoring along. I'm hands-free.
I just rest it on my boot.
Right.
I
And yeah. You could just have it there. You could wear it all the
Can
time.
Can you do it too with the other microphone? Let's see. Let's have two. Let's have. You'd have to push yours together. Look at this, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Let's get a nice shot of these lovely microphones. Absolutely.
The new Susan Block DVD.
These are Behringer microphones.
They are. Very nice. This is a good advertisement for Behringer.
This is Behringer microphones right there. There you
very,
have
very
it,
nice. All right.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
I think we should have microphones like this all the time. Now, Panty Boy made a big fuss about us going out and getting panties for you bluebirds. So we did. We got blue
Whoa,
panties for you. Look at
wow,
these.
Okay.
Look at these blue panties. I got panties for you, too.
Yes.
I did.
Are they my size?
Well, it's you know, actually, size. Hang on a sec. Hang on. Let's see. Your size. Well, you are that extra large, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm a happy medium.
Now, I want you to know that I went shopping.
Since you shave your legs, I think you should get these yourself, you know.
Uncle.
There you go.
You can all wear them at the same
and,
time.
And you could wear them. You could put them on.
You could wear them on set.
Well, I'm ready.
Well, on set. Well, you should put them on now. Put them on now. Yes. And,
okay.
Let's see.
I'm going to put my
let's
blue
see,
bird
like
panties
leopard.
On.
No, this is not really
right now,
leopard.
Right?
I'm going to put my hair now.
This is green. A green or...
What do you think?
You know, like rubber band like that.
The blue.
Give me all your money or I'll come on your face.
That's a bra. Are you 36? 34 C?
I really need sunglasses. That's the only thing. Yes. Oh, take the label off.
Got it.
I feel like a shoplifter.
I do. I have a bag of goodies.
And a bank robber.
Yeah.
I'll give you a bunch of condoms. You don't like any of the panties.
See, I can see things from a woman's point of view now.
What kind of panties are you wearing?
This is how a girl looks at the world.
Panties on your head. You know, Panty Boy's very offended by that, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
What kind of panties are you wearing?
I'm just wearing a pair of black thongs.
Can I see them?
I'm not going to flash anybody right
you're
now.
You're not going to flash? You like people to flash you, but you're not going to flash.
I know, I'm a total hypocrite.
You are. You are. I have a bunch of hypocrites. No, I don't. You.
No, you could
put them on, I mean, secretly or something.
Well, you can put them on from behind.
Behind.
Look, you see. You stood up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you see, there. And then if you stood up.
Okay, this is interesting.
You stood up.
Here we go.
Yes,
what's he saying?
If you stood up, yes, you see. So if you stood up, right, and you see, you go back to back.
These are very chaste
porn
stars.
Okay, and now they can't see anything, so now...
Very,
quick,
very
quick,
chaste.
And I'll come back to back as well in a second. Right. Okay, right. Now, I'm covering you.
Now, what am I doing?
Quick.
At least you've got
your
hands hanging out.
There, right.
Oh, wow.
There, they see you're in business. Right,
I can't
there.
Stand up and do that.
Well, there. See, no one can see a thing.
I would like to make them really special ones, though. That's why I'm saving it.
You'd like to make him special ones?
I'd like to make him special.
And what would you do with them?
Well, I would like to be able to use some new toys I bought.
Oh.
And then get them all nice and warm and wet, and then send them
I have a
overnight.
Toy.
Water.
It's just pure water. It's holy. Well, actually, when you squirt, it's holy water.
No!
Oh my God. I don't know what there is in there.
No. Well, anyway.
I know what's going to happen to his panties when your fan gets them. Do you want to hear the story?
Is there a story to it?
So, your fan is going to go and, you know, take the panties to dinner. He's gonna get them some wine, maybe to the movies, and
we
then he's gonna take them home and
drop
touch himself with
rockets,
them.
It's not Patriot missiles.
Oh,
that's nice.
Romantic.
It's very romantic.
Yeah.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done? I know you're homeless.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
So, Stephen,
that's one of those radio questions.
Well, it depends because
I guess so. Yeah, you're doing great. Okay, she's laughing. You've got her laughing, and you know, laughter is a mental orgasm. Did you remember the question?
Yes. What's the most romantic thing I've ever done? You know, I've done many romantic things. It just depends.
What pops into your head?
Well,
or we'll move
it
along.
Depends on the memory of different lovers I've had, I guess, you know. I don't know. One of my favorite.
Are you worried that one of your lovers might hear you and be jealous that you're not talking about something he did?
No, I'm trying to remember which would be my favorite one. Which there, I have too many favorite ones.
Too many favorites.
You know what that's like. You go out at night.
Oh well. So we got you a pocket rocket. Do we have a battery? Oh, battery in the house.
Batteries.
Oh, here we have batteries. Ah.
Yeah, it's
kind of
warming.
Yes. Right. Oh, taking off the jacket. Something's
and
happening.
He's also wearing a fancy shirt.
He is.
Fancy jacket, fancy shirt.
This is like the sort of stereotype of the British playboy. Okay,
you know,
battery, we need to put
I
it in
can
the,
tell you a good
the
fantasy.
Pocket rocket. Where's the pocket rocket?
Oh, I put it right here. So, like, I
have a fixation for men in, like, nice tailored suits if they look good, you know?
Now you tell me.
And I've always wanted to have one if you were to undress him and then find that he's wearing, like, corset and, like, stockings.
Stockings. Well, he's
underneath.
Got shaved legs. That's pretty
just
close.
Just like as a twist,
yes.
You know?
Where's the other microphone? Who's got the other microphone?
Oh,
he's sitting on
here?
It?
Are you going to get kinky on Dylan?
I hope so.
You know, Dylan is modeling for me next week, by the way.
Okay, who's got the other microphone? Who's got? Okay, don't give it to me. Give it to one of the girls.
You shot her, and how did that those pictures
no,
out?
No. I was working a job assisting somebody else who was shooting her.
Oh.
But that's how we met.
Oh, thank you.
A long time. What was that?
Years ago.
4 years ago, 2006.
When I first started modeling.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
When she was just...
It was my first shoot.
It was her first
really?
Shoot.
Your very first shoot?
Aww.
Yeah. Oh,
your very first shoot.
Yeah.
And what did you do in that shoot? Do you remember?
I shot for Mac and Bumble. And I just shot up to nude. Done little videos.
And then the photographer was totally, oh, Jim.
I think it was the accent.
Gemma.
That's what got him.
No. We used to joke with him. I used to assist him, and he was like, "Oh, you know, Gemma could get away with anything."
We
and I did.
I went to a hair salon in Beverly Hills. I was like, "I don't know what to do with my hair." And then she came back, and she had a free haircut.
So like, now Paul is using the vibrator.
Ooh, that's quite good.
It's quite good. It's
nice little mask.
It's a little pocket rocket.
Gemma's been doing her manga.
Yeah.
She'd been doing it, yes.
Bikram yoga.
Yeah. I mean, you can use a vibrator like a massager. That's why they call it a massager. It's a mini massager. It can just relieve your aching.
That's from Doc Johnson,
pains.
By the way.
Yes, of course. The original pocket rocket.
Like around my throat.
I don't know about around the throat.
Oh, she likes it. That's what you told
do you
me
like
the other
it like
day.
That?
That's what you told me the other day. When
I like
when
a
I was
hand
going
on
like
my
that,
throat.
Yeah,
a hand on
nice.
Your throat.
Yes.
You like asphyxiation a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Really, it's a little dangerous.
I think what I like more about it is the dominance of it. Because everybody sees me and they're like, you know, like you guys were saying, you know, just because I'm tall and my favorite color is black, they automatically think, oh, well, she's the dom, blah blah blah. But
right.
That's not true.
So he's the dom.
Yes.
The one that the lab attendant. Does that mean you are also like a golden shower enthusiast?
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that. Now we're not live, are we? So anything I say
no,
is
this is off.
When we get back to England,
Gemma
and I are actually, aren't we, darling?
Yes.
Yes. What are we doing?
Golden showers.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
Golden
we've
showers.
Got a whole series. We call it Pealicious.
Pealicious.
That's
yeah. It's a
the water of life.
It's a family show, you know. We're helping disabled and handicapped.
Are we?
Yeah, we know people who can't get to the toilet in time.
Oh.
You know, I mean, quite often it's an accident.
Depends where.
Exactly. Mm. But over here, there's a problem because the FBI. The FBI!
Not
the FBI.
Not allowed to do it. It's illegal
so
to pee here.
Yes. Steele, who, you know,
incontinence is illegal.
Is American Bluebird.
Right. Yes.
And all I hear from the edit suite, and me in general,
let me ask you.
Just hear, Paul! Gemma! No! Stop peeing over those goddamn girls! Which is not nice. And also, we are, because, you know, Bluebird, we like the women to win.
So
you're into dominant women?
We love dominant women. I mean, what were you doing today? What were you doing today?
I was an assassin today.
La femme Nikita.
But so you
just like this.
You're allowed to pee.
Can you direct them in a mini scene right now?
Absolutely.
Can you have them do
right there,
a little
yes.
scene right
which
here,
episode
right,
of
or on the bed right here?
Which we'll episode of Little House on the Prairie do you want?
You can, if you would like to direct Little House on the Prairie, any episode you like.
Okay,
we
can do this. Yes. Yes.
I think we need to have Little Gemma dominate. Dylan, you know, I just like the idea of the little girl against the big girl.
We can absolutely do that. But for this, though, we need...
You're like...
We need first of all,
the
props, because you are a Latin princess.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing
those. Now,
Gemma looks good in those.
Now.
Yes. Oh, here's another pair. We have two pairs. You can take these home if you like.
Isn't that See, that's wonderful. Okay.
What?
So we are the Coca-Cabana kids.
Well,
okay.
What is this?
Right.
I didn't even feel that in my boobs.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Like
now, what's happening? We've got to give them their motivation now. Okay, so now you can see we've got the Copacabana gang kids, right? Now, what's happened here?
Make it sexy. Yeah, make it sexy
it's
and
look,
hot.
How can you?
Right. Okay. Just go with that.
Okay. Now, what's happened is that the Colombian mafia has stolen the pink monkey. Okay.
Hi.
And is holding it to ransom. Okay, there we go. So, unless you girls do exactly what the Colombian mafia say, the pink monkey gets it, okay? The pink monkey, that's it. Now, you don't want to
shoot the monkey.
No idea.
Yeah. I mean,
no.
Gemma's into cruelty to animals, that's why she married me.
So where
we don't want the monkey to get it.
We're just setting up motivation.
Oh, okay. And she's the mobster.
Colombian mafia.
She's from Colombia,
Paul's
right.
not like real life, you know. It needs direction and arrangement.
I see,
you know,
I see. Right, got it.
Right.
Okay,
so
okay,
give
this
them,
is
give
porn.
Them,
this
you're
is porn.
Gonna give
this
them
is
the
an
award-winning
porn
line.
Director.
Okay.
So
the monkey gets it.
If you guys don't make out, the monkey gets it. It's going to get shot with cum.
Get in his eye.
See, that's the worst that can happen, isn't it? Right.
That's really sad because, you know, we're bonobo advocates.
So now we're going to need this. We need the microphone stand. Yes. Okay. Right. There. Right. Okay. Now we've got it. Okay. Now Dylan's hands free. Okay. So now Dylan. Okay,
yes.
Now you stand up.
I like the way it was before.
Dylan stands
the microphone
up. And Gemma stands up. And Gemma stands up there. Okay, right. Now, Dylan's going to whisper into Gemma's microphone her secret sexual longings. Won't take long.
What do I say?
Have you got any secret sexual longings?
No, I don't have any secrets.
Okay, you're not very secret sexual longings.
I think you've got to pay them. I think you've got to pay them. And then they'll have secret sexual longings.
Get your wallet out.
That's a good point. Good point. Right, okay.
I don't have very much.
I can't believe it. I left my jacket down there for 10 minutes and there's still money in it.
Here we go.
Wow. Look, okay. Right. Now. Okay. So.
Well,
okay,
let's see if there's enough.
Here's some gold coins.
So give it. Okay. So it's like Pirates of the Caribbean now. Right. Okay. That makes me Johnny Depp. He's the worst pirate I've ever seen. Okay. So we're gonna need the big line again. Okay. Right.
If you girls don't make out, the monkey gets it in the head.
with the head.
Susan, your mic.
I'm gonna get him with cum in the eye.
Go on, go. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
No!
Okay, right.
So I'm being the pimp, because I'm Huggy Bear figure.
The pimp.
It's a bit stereotyping.
Right, he's got the money. Right.
Okay, girls, okay. You got to do it for the monkey. Okay, look, there's one for you, Dylan, okay? And there's, actually, you can have a big one, okay? There's one.
I like big ones.
You like big ones, okay?
Because
there's one for you, one for you, one for me. One for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. There you go.
That's the way the pimp operates.
Okay, so repeat the threat before they forget, because, you know, they are girls. Right.
You got it.
Who has the pink monkey?
Don't make out. If you girls don't make out, I'll shoot this monkey with cum.
Don't shoot the monkey. Please don't shoot me in the eye. Please don't shoot me in the eye.
Do it. Do it.
Right. So you girls have got to make out now to save the monkey.
I'm stuck chocolate.
Right. Oh, you need another one. Mm. Right, okay.
Is it make out? Is that what they're going to do?
Right. Wow. Okay. Right. Now, okay. So you're going to have to eat.
I see. I get it. I think I get
it. And you like white chocolate?
I think it's a British method of seduction. We were talking about seduction. I think this is his very sort of convoluted method of seduction. And there we are with coins on the tits.
You're going to have to sexily.
You'd shoot that off if we had water in that.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is live pornography. On the Susan Block Show.
Yeah.
This is food sex. This is pretty fetish.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Who has the pink monkey?
Where's the making out? I thought there was going to be making out.
If you girls don't fondle each other.
Oh, look at that. Woo. There you go, you see. Wow. Look at that. Round of applause. Do you get a round of applause? There you go. You see, that's acting.
Aww.
Next week at Shakespeare Theatre.
Very British.
We're travelling into Macbeth. We did Macbeth, actually, didn't we?
I wasn't in
that one. You weren't in that one, though.
You did.
I wasn't.
It's a good thing. She killed herself. Oh.
Were you Lady Macbeth?
No, we couldn't do that.
I'm actually a lady, though.
She is a lady. Now, tell them about
Lady Gemma.
I've got a title.
How do you get that in England?
I had to
Whose
buy
cock
some...
do you have to saw?
I didn't have to. I bought land.
Who do you have
you
to blow?
Land.
Yes, and I got the title
with
lady.
All that money?
Yes.
Very good.
So I got the title lady.
That's now, all you have to do is buy some land.
Because she's a lady.
You could get that title of lady. You could buy land.
I'd love to be a lady.
I know.
But you all have to bow. I didn't see enough bow. Stand up because they all
bow.
Have to bow.
Everybody
to you.
Bow.
Eric, can we have bows from everybody, please?
Bow.
Lady.
Everybody lady. Bow. Yes. Everybody
thank
bow.
You. And where did that yes. pocket rocket go? Yes.
It's the price of nobility. Here we go.
Ah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since the monkey was such a good stand-in, you can give him a good time now, can't you? Look. There. Give the monkey a good time. There you go. How do you think he's enjoying that?
Oh, he's loving it.
He's loving that.
Well,
he's
if he was a real monkey, he would. Yes. Monkeys yes. are just yes. like us. They do enjoy it.
Really?
Well, I mean, bonobos are much closer to us than monkeys. This is, you're right, a monkey because he has a tail.
Yes.
That's true. This is more of a bonobo because he doesn't have a tail.
That's
and the bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee. They... are like you. They're lovers, not fighters. At least that's what you say you are.
When I was Tarzan,
and I believe you.
I stand for the same thing.
No, I know you're not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Even though my last name means
I didn't say I wasn't a bitch.
Warrior in Spanish.
But I'm not
ooh,
a fighter.
You're a bitch. What do you mean by being a bitch? I want to hear this.
No, I'm just, I'm Italian. And so I'm
my
not,
husband
I'm not
is
a fighter,
too.
But I you're didn't Sicilian. Say I wasn't you're a bitch. Sicilian. I'm a Sicilian. Yeah.
Sicilian.
Right. Are you a bitch?
Do not forget the vendetta.
Can you bitch him out or
say
something?
Sei italiana, ma che
no,
cazzo
really
stai facendo?
And then it comes
yeah.
out can quite I, easily when
not,
I get mad.
Can I see you bitch me out? Can I get you mad?
No, I will.
Would you be a bitch to me?
If I was really mad at somebody.
Would you be a bitch to me if I got you? Why not?
No.
I could be really...
I think I'm meaner to my family than I am to other people.
Take off your dress, bitch.
That's it.
No.
Whoa. Okay.
She is being a bitch to me, see?
Yeah, see?
She is.
Is it the same or is it different?
It's the same.
It's the same?
Yeah, it's the same when you're a porn star and you won't take off your dress. Then you're being a bitch. But you're a beautiful bitch. You are, and you're a sweet, tweety
Susie,
bitch.
You're
a
sweet
you are, you are. But, you know, you said it yourself. You said you're a bitch.
I can be.
You can
but
be.
I'm not
I
a
see
fighter.
That. No, I know. You're not fighting. That's not a fight. You didn't fight.
Where's the
I
other microphone,
fight you,
Susie?
I'm just a little
where's the other microphone?
People don't understand.
Where's the other microphone?
It's there. It's there. Yes.
Okay.
It's the one that's been breast supported by Gemma, so it's a bit static now.
I got it.
People don't appreciate that porn stars are very shy people. aren't we? We
there's
are
all
shy.
Kinds of porn stars.
We
oh, it still
shy.
Is full. Yep, I can know, even shoot yes. you in the back of the head. Yes.
Ah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. It reminds me of Ricardo all over again.
Would you just?
Well, I think the thing that gets. Is this even on? Because I can't hear.
Yeah. No. You're on.
Gemma, open your mouth.
Yes.
I think the thing that gets forgotten that we're still people. And we have
I got her in the eye.
Porn.
Speak for yourself.
It's his lifestyle.
Whoa.
Outside of porn, and it's funny because when I do go to places, I am expected to kind of, you know, oh, well, put on a show because you're a porn star, and so I expect you to, you know, slut out right here. It's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that right
actually,
now.
Actually,
I don't know what I was doing during the day before I got to where
Susan,
I was.
I don't.
And I'm not saying this specifically about this. Incident.
I would love to watch you kickbox.
Well, sing
or sing. Or sing. Do you sing?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Sing. But this is so annoying.
Or tell
jokes.
Susan. Susan, move away. Move
I gotta
away,
move away.
Knock
I can't
off 500
be
pages, don't they?
You know,
well, J.K. Rowling gets it all the time. Yeah. You know.
Singers.
I tell you what.
I'm going to sit over here.
You've got the ballet, though.
I guess. I don't know what to say.
Singers have the same problem.
Your ballet show.
Singers have the same problem.
Whenever they go someplace, people want them to sing.
People want them to sing, exactly. But especially when they're going someplace to promote their album. Then, of course, people want them to sing, unless they play their album or something.
I mean, people pay me not to.
Right, I can imagine
good living
that,
out
not
of
to
that.
Sing.
So, are you saying that porn stars...
Wait, I can't hear her. She's not on. She's not on.
Wait.
Okay.
Hold it.
Okay, turn her on. Let's turn both mics on, because I'm now over here.
I have a good question for her. Why did she get into porn?
Why did I get into porn?
Yeah.
Well, originally I had a friend who did it, and I was like, no shit, because I thought she worked at the college bookstore on the weekends, but really she was going down and doing porn. And I went with her on set, and she's like, you could totally do this. And at the time, I needed money. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could do that, and did it for like 6 months and made the money that I needed, ended up leaving and being a correctional officer. And realize
no wonder she's such a bitch. Yes, you're a cop. right. No, and you're very, I bet you look great in a uniform. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I just decided that
I wanted to come
but
back
you're not a fighter.
To porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fighter. But I wanted to come back to porn because that's a lot funner.
It's
I like
a lot
making
fun.
My own schedule.
But not so
like
much fun that you like to do it when you're just on a sex radio show. Like, just take off your clothes.
On?
Yeah, it is on. It's on. Yeah.
I hear myself.
Yeah, I hear you.
To be honest with you, I started my period today.
Oh, well,
and I haven't had a period
bigger, right?
in like 4 years because I'm switching birth controls, and so I'm a little hormonal right now, and I'm bloated, and I don't really feel like flashing or taking my clothes off today. That's the honest to God truth.
Okay.
Being that I'm kind of hormonal and bloated, and I feel my period string hanging out of that lace blue flower thong as we sit here, it makes me a little self-conscious.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm kind of being protective
I'm backing
of myself.
Off the bitch. No, you know.
But
that's,
I mean,
that's the truth.
And that's why I'm saying we're all still people. And at the end of the day, regardless of our profession, we still like that little bit of privacy that's just ours. And you know, it would be a shame for me to say, oh, I can't come on your show because I'm on my period and I know I'm going to be asked to do things that I wouldn't normally have a problem with that I think would be really fun or funny situations. But to be honest with you, that is the truth.
All right. Well, you know, periods are real,
and
women
we have 7
them,
minutes.
And we have 7 minutes.
Yeah,
so
seven
what's
minutes.
Gemma's excuse?
She's been
upset
all day. She just got
by
like 5 people today.
All right.
We do have a big announcement.
It's cool.
I took little Gemma on stage at the AVNs over in Vegas.
Yes.
We got to the right city, which was good, because I thought it was in Texas or something. We got there. And I took her on stage, and Gemma, in front of a sea, an audience of people, she said, hello, my name's Gemma, and I'm starting to do boy-girl this year, and who wants to fuck me? Didn't you?
A big round of applause.
And she got a great round of applause, and no one believed it. And today on set, can we do the sort of Saturn V countdown thing? Anyway, today on set, what happened?
Got fucked by Tommy Gunn.
All right.
I'm turning into the Joker. Look at that. It's all in there, isn't it? Yes. Yes. Now, is he big?
He's huge.
Is he wide?
Yes.
Does he look like me?
Just fantastic, except he's not here, so we don't really care about him.
Well, you've got
so
me.
I
mean,
yes, we
it's
do.
Kind of a doppelganger.
Yes, that's true. Are you on your period?
Well, I haven't had one for a while.
Okay.
I've been changing my method of birth control. I've been going out with Catholic girls.
Can we see why you're such a porn star? Here, you
which,
it's fully loaded.
Susie, you have four minutes.
Our gay line isn't as popular as... mind you, we do bisex, don't we?
Yes.
We do a lot of bisex. Yes. You keep changing the titles, though.
Have you done a scene together, the two of you?
Just today.
What kind of a scene did you do
together? 4 minutes,
Dr.
Susie. 4 minutes.
Yes.
And did you have sex?
Twice.
Okay. Can I ask to see a kiss, or would a period? No, a real kiss, like, you know, not just like your Prince, you know, William and Duchess Kate. Oh, come on, now there we go, a little loving kiss, right?
Yeah,
a little loving,
lovely,
loving kiss. I think, you know, what they say that orgasms and really waves of pleasure help ease the pain of menstrual cramps.
I thought just Snickers and laying on my couch did.
Well, see, that's what your Italian mama taught you. But
some Twix.
Absolutely. That's what works, orgasms.
And
it does.
It
just
tonight.
Clears out all that congestion. Yeah, absolutely.
And having irrational arguments and throwing plates at the kitchen door.
And we have to wind ourselves up here. We are just about out of time. So, you know, and we do believe in promotion.
You've got 4 minutes,
you know,
of promotion.
You're not giving your tits away for free, girls. You're actually getting promotion out of this. So so here we go. Here we go. Here you go. Show your tits. Come on.
So interviewing the real me.
Yeah, now, your nipples talk?
Well, you know,
if your nipples could talk, what would they say?
Well, the human body is the most expressive part of you, isn't it?
The human body.
Well, they can find all of our movies at bluebirdfilms.com. There's going to be a soft site for Nikita and Catwoman.
Yes.
So it'll be Nikita.
A soft site?
Yes.
Is that where you do things like you did tonight?
No, it'll be a site just so that we can promote the movie, and then it'll then... push.
But I mean, you don't have any hardcore. That's why it's called... Is that what soft is?
Right.
Is
it a
soft promo?
Yes. So it'll be Catwoman XXX, Nikita XXX, Bluebird Films. .com, DylanRyder.com is my official site. I'm on Twitter at DylanRyderXXX.
Say it all very slow again.
And I'm PC World Cheeky.
Are you now?
and
which
website?
Cheekies are we talking about? The ones on your face or the ones on your behind?
I'm a gun for hire. And I actually work a lot doing private commissions and wonderful people that see my work and want to get sexy pictures. Contact me all the time, and it's pretty fun. I've shot, name it, couples, girls, guys, wives, lovers, you know.
And your portfolio
mostly
is amazing.
Lots of males. So if you feel like getting prints or hiring me to take some erotic, you know.
Yes, everyone here is for hire.
Commissions.
Except me. Campaign.
You could contact me, and my website is www.alt-er-ego.com.
It does keep growing. See, you've got one of those inflatables.
No,
oh my God, you have big balls.
Yes.
Cojones.
Cajones. Huevas in Spanish. Huevas.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's it. I mean, anything else to promote? Or you've got a new movie, The Growing Cock?
You should all come along and see us in Circus. We'll be touring the country. Gemma does the clown act. Dylan does the fire eating.
I want to see the bird act. Are you going to do?
It's right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
But with feathers and wings,
yes,
birds, and also a royal wedding. That's what I want to see. Royal wedding. No. I mean with. Playing the, you know,
the roles.
Will and Kate.
One minute.
Well, you could actually be Diana. I mean, you know, if you cut your hair, you need to grow yours to be Kate, and you cut yours to be Diana.
That's the magic of.
That's a bit of a death wish for Gemma, though, isn't it? Really.
What? I mean, or wear a wig.
Well,
you know.
Diana is. It's not really. You know.
The, 1 minute.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No, she's not going to be Diana. She's playing. You're such a joker. All right.
That is.
So, thank you so much, Bluebirds. Thank you so much, your beautiful art bird.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
And thank you so much, my darling listeners and viewers, my frustrated viewers, but my satisfied listeners. I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to experience the bluebird of happiness in your life. I want you to feel the pleasure and share it. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. You know, make love, not war. Be a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not a fighter.
Yeah, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I'm not on my period.
From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to Revolution and Evolution. Stop the fucking wars now. Take them down. Take your jets back. Stop this nonsense. Stop the killing of children, men, women, and children. Stop it now. Listen, all you Brits, Italians, and motherfuckers, bring your planes back home. You're killing the children of the world. And the world will come to an end because it's all about fucking oil. Take your jets back. Take them back now. There are sovereign nations, and we are sovereign people. And if we bomb them, then they can bomb us. You got that? Got it straight. See you later. From Los Angeles, California, you've been listening to radio, and nobody does radio like we do radio, and nobody does. See you later.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.